This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, just a reminder, we're part of something cool here at 97.1 The Ticket that you can take advantage of. We're partnering with Detroit PAL to bring you the first through eighth grade middle school combine at the Corner Ballpark coming up on July 16th. 97.1 The Ticket, excited to give young athletes in the community a space to showcase their talent, develop new skill, and receive top-tier coaching. Registration is open to all boys and girls, first through eighth grade. You can register for free at Detroit.org, DetroitPAL.org/events, or go to 971theticket.com. Students will have the opportunity to participate in 40-yard dash, vertical jump, broad jump, and push-ups. This is the old Tiger Stadium field. It's now surrounded by condos, and the Police Athletic League headquarters are there. But it's the actual field, home plate's there, the bases, the flagpole out in center field. So it's skill development and all kinds of stuff, and it's free. So get your kid running around on the old Tiger Stadium field. Cool event, DetroitPAL.org/events or 971theticket.com. Places to register for this free event, first through eighth grade. 248-539-9797. We mentioned you get some Tiger stuff. So they're back at it. And watching tonight, Jack Flaherty going. We took some Flaherty calls yesterday about how he is a key guy for this team moving forward. Tigers went through a bit of a rough stretch. They've had their third three-game losing streak of the year. And that was the game against Pittsburgh and the two games against the Rays when they did that doubleheader late night thing. And then the early start, the late night arrival, then the early start the next day. They bounced back from that. Now, the previous two game winning streaks, they won seven of the next eight. This team has merely won five of the next seven, but they're back on the winning track. And the lead is still 11.5 games, Scott. Very comfortable place to be.
It's a really comfortable place to be. I really like what this team is doing. I like how they're getting healthier. Hopefully by the day, we'll see if Reese Olson is called up to make the start tomorrow. Looks like Alex Lang could be joining the bullpen real soon.
Let's go.
Those are two big additions to this team. And it's great to see the guys. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. Just guys that get their opportunity and run with it. Wenzel Perez is running with his opportunity. Don't know. Maybe we'll hear something today about Kerry Carpenter and how that hamstring's doing. But, you know, if Kerry Carpenter has to sit for any amount of time, it's okay because Wenzel Perez has done a great job. Jamai Jones has done a great job. You talk about the pitcher they brought up last week, Dietrich Enns. Who? That's right, the 34-year-old youngster who went to Central Michigan but had a heck of a game last week. Threw five innings, a shutout innings with, one-hit baseball? He was great. And had pitched well in Triple-A. So did they find another diamond in the rough here and getting lucky with it again? At some point you stop saying it's luck and it's just it's a way of going about business and finding what's best for the team. And they've done an amazing job with that. And we're getting more, Matt Vierling's back with his team now as well and getting more regular reps. I don't see this team slowing down.
No. No, I don't either. There is some breaking news with the Tigers at this hour. They are placing outfielder Kerry Carpenter on the 10-day injured list.
I like it.
Infielder Trey Sweeney is being recalled from AAA Toledo. Excuse me?
Well, here's why. Because, well, before you, I mean, unless, because I'm assuming that Kerry Carpenter said the other day, he says he feels it shouldn't be long. And this is like something he did before. And what I suggested yesterday, I said, hey, why don't they just go ahead? If they do, they determine it's something, like, okay, yeah, he could come back from this in like 5 days or so. Don't worry about it. Put him on the 10-day IL and let him stay there until after the All-Star break. Let him get completely healed up because of the aforementioned Wenzel Perez and Jamai Jones, and now they're going to bring back up Trey Sweeney just as added insurance there. I'm assuming this means that it's not serious, but
it 10 days implies it's not serious.
Yeah, so, okay, sounds good. Give him his time off, let him rest up, and be back for the second half stretch. I mean, we're tackling in the second half, but, you know, the post-All-Star game stretch.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Nick in Livonia. You're next here on 97.1. Hello, Nick.
Hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're good, Nick.
Hey, listen, I wanted to give a couple 2 cents here. First of all, the PAL League is a fantastic organization, and wish my son would have gone to a combine in middle school and had that opportunity. So for anybody listening, get your kids out there. Secondly, the Tigers are not slowing down. I agree with that. And then last of all, Hope, British Columbia. Let me tell you, it's the most beautiful place that you can go to in Canada. Waterfalls in every corner, green, lakes, rivers, everything you can possibly imagine. It's actually where they filmed First Blood. They got a statue now of John Rambo there. So fantastic place to go, and I'll leave it back to you guys.
Okay, so we're talking about that because it's Canada Day, and we're at just saying, what's the best place in Canada to visit? And I'm just looking up this Hope, British Columbia. I actually saw First Blood years ago.
Look at you.
Yeah. So I feel like I now have a connection to Hope.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, I definitely
You liked that movie, didn't you?
The first, I think it's great. Actually, I think that first Rambo movie is amazing.
You didn't show the requisite enthusiasm when it came up.
I'm trying to contain myself because I've seen the movie probably 60 times.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, Gator, you should be more fired up. You should more want to go to Hope.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. 248-539-9797 from an unnamed text.
Hell, he calls home. Eat food to make a Billy go puke. To kill, period.
So I saw it when it like came out. So none of this is really resonating with me. Are you quoting from the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I could go on, but I won't because clearly it's nothing that you want to hear.
No. I was about to say it's not me. I'm worried about the audience that doesn't want to hear lines from a movie that's 40 years old. The best place to visit in Canada is Toronto, especially for their garage sales, theater scene, visual art, choir, and their street hot dogs.
Well, what about the street hot dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. What's a Toronto dog like?
No idea.
I'm going to have to look this up.
Last Thursday, I visited Pinery Provincial Park. Awesome place on the shores of Lake Huron. It made me want to visit Ontario's many other provincial parks. From Sam on Auburn Road, if you're going into the great outdoors, Newfoundland is awesome. If you're a city person, check out Quebec City. Lots to do, walkable and very European. Newfoundland is fascinating because it is remote. And I got talking to my relatives about Newfoundland. They're all up there, and they're like, yeah, it's...
Well, there's a difference. Because St. John, New Brunswick, St. John's, Newfoundland. Is that correct?
Yes, there's a St. John and there's a St. John's.
Those are two different...
Yes.
Would expect nothing else from a country that has the Rough Riders and the Rough Riders.
Yes. Well, not any longer.
No.
But yes, they did have the Rough Riders and the Rough Riders. And I had, and now they're the Red Blacks in Ottawa, which is a great name. Red Blacks. Yeah. Best place to visit in Canada is Niagara on the Lake. Beautiful and multiple wineries. Plus the Wayne Gretzky Estate is gorgeous. Hands down, Vancouver, British Columbia, biking around Stanley Park, kayaking and watching the bald eagles fish on English Bay, eating and shopping the fish market on Granville Island. All right, well, 248-539-9797. Paying homage to our friends in Canada on this Canada Day, what is the best place to visit? By the way, did you see who played in the Rocket Classic? Do you remember James Pyatt?
Yeah, Michigan State.
Yeah.
Golfer.
Who won the U.S. Amateur it was Oakmont, wasn't it? Didn't he win at Oakmont like 4 years ago?
I forget where he won it, but yeah, I know that he made the cut at the Rocket Classic.
Yes. So he actually, after winning the U.S. Amateur, got lured to and jumped to LIV.
Mm-hmm. The LIV Tour, yes.
Yes. And I guess he struggled. His two-year deal expired. He actually got relegated or sent down. I don't know what happens in LIV. I don't know what that's about. But if you went to LIV, you have to sit out a year before you came back. And he's currently doing that. But I guess the Rocket Classic gave him a sponsor's exemption.
Yeah, because he's local.
And so he got to play in it. He made the cut. And it looks like he made nearly $20,000. And now he's off to the Asian Tour. And he's going to try and get back into the PGA Tour.
Well, good luck to him.
I agree. I remember that story when he won the U.S. Amateur. You know, local guy. People were excited about him. I think he's a Detroit CC kid. Am I wrong on that?
That I don't know. No, he's Michigan State.
I know he's Michigan State, yeah. But so to see him playing again at a PGA Tour event was cool. So, you know, I know a lot of people rooting for him. Yes, he was at CC, Farmington Hills native, went to CC and then Michigan State. So he was back, and I just, you know, gave an update, saw a story on him following the Rocket Classic, and he made the cut, and good for him, and we wish him luck. Trying to get back on the PGA Tour. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Free agency in the NHL starts at noon. If there's anything big that goes down with the Red Wings, of course we'll pass it along. Although yesterday, the day before, and over the weekend, it felt like a lot of free agents re-signed with their old teams, which is unfortunate, but the Wings could still be a player. You think about last year's team, we kind of joked about they have like a 1.5 good lines. So maybe a depth guy can help them quite a bit. And it does feel like trade is perhaps more likely to impact this team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.